You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network. Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
We thank you so much for tuning in to Tomorrow for the weekend of November 15th, 2019. This is hour three of 3 hours. Hopefully you don't miss a minute of the entire broadcast. And if you do, it's very easy. Subscribe to our free Into Tomorrow podcasts. Listen to the show archives that way, or even using our app as we play the last 7 weeks' worth of shows 24/7 on the app. But there you go. And we're delighted that you've tuned into Tomorrow. Erasmo's in the control room, H working with the show out of New York. I'm Dave Graveline here in our Miami studios.
Chris Graveline.
And glad to have you with us, all of you. And the holidays are coming up. It's a shorter shopping season, you know. Do you know why it's a shorter shopping season?
Because Thanksgiving is so late.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine because I have less money to spend this year, so it's good.
Oh, good. So you can blame that. Oh, yeah. I was going to get you something, but I ran out of time.
Yeah.
You better not use that excuse for me.
No.
I want something. Pokemon cards. A pack of those to give to Cam. There you go. That'll be my gift. Tech news and commentary, and then we're going to get to more of your calls. Let us solve your digital dilemmas. If you're new to the show, welcome. Delighted to have you with us. And you know that, well, now you will because I'll tell you, just know that you can call the show anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll address your concern, hopefully on the very next broadcast. And you can tune in and hear our answers and other listeners that contribute to our answers as well. And let us take care of any questions at all that you may have involving anything related to consumer technology. It's what we do. But right now, some tech news.
So Apple just announced its 16-inch MacBook Pro, and the new machine offers some firsts in terms of laptop hardware specs for the company. You can configure the 16-inch MacBook Pro with up to 8 terabytes of storage and 64 gig of RAM. Now, of course, Apple is not known for making budget laptops.
No. Budget and Apple never come in the same sentence.
Yeah. The 16-inch MacBook Pro starts at about $2,400.
Yikes!
Now, if you're looking to max it out with things like a 2.4 gigahertz 8-core processor, 64 gigabytes of memory, and an 8-terabyte SSD storage, you'd better get a second mortgage. That machine will set you back over $6,000.
Erasmo, you ordered two? $6,000.
$6,000 for a laptop.
Holy moly. That better cook breakfast and serve it to you.
Well, the sad part is you could probably get a comparable PC version for about $2,000.
Oh, easily. And wow. But doesn't have a bite of an Apple logo on it.
True.
I have said since how many years we've been doing this show?
20-something.
Yeah, great. 24 years, thank you. We've been doing this show. I've always said that a piece of good electronics doesn't have to have a piece of fruit on it in order to be good. But you pay more for it just for that reason. Can you tell I'm not a big Apple fan? And I'm an Android user as well. No iPhone-y here. Just saying.
Well, I told you this weekend what was going to happen when your time comes and we have to have a funeral. You'll be dressed just like Steve Jobs, jeans and a turtleneck, and your casket with the nice iPhone in your hands.
Isn't that nice? What he's going to do to me?
Put the Apple logo on the lid of your casket.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, great. So I will haunt you. You know that.
you know, the casket will be like a nice rose gold color. Isn't that like the most popular iPhone color or something? Rose gold.
So you're going to put me in a pink casket?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice aluminum cover.
I will. If yeah. Mm-hmm. I will haunt you. That's all. You'll wonder what any little creepy sound in the night, any little creak happens at any, just anything weird, something falling off a shelf. Yep, it'll be me. And then you'll say, shouldn't have done that. Let's exhume the body and give him his Android phone and a Wi-Fi hotspot and a plain wooden casket. So I see how you are. Many holiday shoppers, in fact, 57% credit social media ads for giving them new gift ideas. And 48% are considering making a purchase from an ad on a social media platform. That's been revealed in Smartly.io's new survey. Consumers are more engaged with ads that integrate a combination of video and static images. And those who have purchased anti-social media ads favor Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube in that order. So if you wonder why you're being served up so many more ads for things that you didn't even know you wanted or needed, that's why. And it turns out 57% of us are crediting these social media ads for giving us these gift ideas. And I'm a sucker as well. I did it the other day again for something for Cameron as I'm scrolling through on Instagram. And I went, oh, he'll love this. And I also did where I clicked on a couple of ads, and they want unridiculous amounts of money, totally absurd amounts of money for something that shouldn't be even a third of the price they're asking. So I just closed it. Of course, then I get served up the next several days on my desktop and my phone and everywhere else with ads for that item.
And that's what they were really after anyway, with the clicks.
Of course. Yeah, it's clickbait. And, you know, like, for example, these cars that transform. You know, Power Ranger stuff. Oh, Transformers, duh. And you can just wave your hand in front of it. It's a gesture thing. And it'll transform into the car or the truck. And then you wave your hand in front of it again, and it sits up as the robot. And I figured he'd love that. But they're just ridiculously expensive. So I hope he appreciates it.
And they probably don't even work anyway.
Oh, gee, that's all I need. And then you can't return them because, of course, it came from some side door Korean company. Or someplace in China. I ordered something like 4 months ago from some Chinese company that they charged my American Express for. Never got it. Never showed up. They kept sending me emails with tracking information. It has been received in New York 3 weeks ago. Well, that's great. I live in Miami. I don't care. It's been received in New York. Well, that was the port of entry. Fine. 3 weeks and I still don't have it here from New York? A carrier pigeon could have brought it. No, never showed up. So, of course, I had to report it to Amex, and they deducted it. But that's not the point. I wanted that item. And I'm not the only one with those kinds of stories. Just, you know, just one of those lucky people with a big, giant megaphone that can complain about it.
And you certainly complain.
I beg your pardon.
At a national science and engineering competition for middle school students, girls took home all 5 top awards for the first time this year.
You go, girls! Yeah.
The Broadcom Masters, or Math, Applied Science, Technology, and Engineering for Rising Stars.
Oh.
That's what Masters stands for.
I like that.
It's an annual competition run by the Society for Science and the Public in partnership with the nonprofit Broadcom Foundation. 30 finalists, 18 girls and 12 boys, were chosen to come to the nation's capital for a week from a pool of over 2,300 applicants. In 47 states. Mm. This was after they participated in local, regional, and state science fairs and advanced. It was not only the first time in history that the competition had more girl finalists than boys, it was also the first time girls took all 5 top spots. A 14-year-old girl from West Grove, Pennsylvania, won a $25,000 prize for her project on reducing blind spots in cars. Another 14-year-old girl from New Orleans won a $10,000 STEM Talent Award, sponsored by the Department of Defense, for her research on how current levels of ultraviolet light from the sun because of ozone depletion impact plant growth.
Wow. Well, good on them.
So that's just further proof that this whole technology industry is getting a lot more female friendly. Because for the longest time, it's always been kind of a boys' club.
Oh, well,
we noticed that at trade shows for years.
Sure. And 24 years ago, starting this broadcast, we would have the occasional rare woman calling in, and we always cherished that. It was like, great, we need more of you to love tech and want to get involved. And now it's probably much more 50-50.
Yeah.
in the last few years. So we're very proud and excited about that. So good for them. Blue Origin, the aerospace company owned by Jeff Bezos, has scrapped its plan to head for the moon on its own. And because, of course, Jeff Bezos isn't the world's richest man anymore. So he said, we can't afford this. And instead, they're teaming up with some big names in the space industry in an effort to complete the mission and hit NASA's goal of landing on the lunar surface again by 2024. Blue Origin will now be collaborating with Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Draper.
So would the astronauts be prime delivered to the moon? Is it like free prime delivery?
It won't be next day, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah, as much as he might want to try. And this is something, it may not be very techie, but I thought it was interesting for our audience. Mars Wrigley, as in Mars bars and candies and Wrigley gum and that sort of thing, has learned how consumers eat Skittles. Why they choose the method that they choose, and what colors are their favorite, with red and yellow ranking first and last, respectively. No. The study also reveals green Skittle fans are 50% more likely to have been stood up by a date.
Oh. Well, my favorite's purple. Does it say anything about purple?
Purple lovers are often lone wolves.
Oh, that's me.
There you go. And several other unique consumer insights came about from this particular study.
Now I want Skittles.
Yeah. Which color?
Purple. I can already taste the rainbow.
Oh, boy. Okay, good.
James Dean is coming back to the big screen.
Okay.
The Hollywood superstar who died in 1955 in a car crash at the age of 24.
See, and I told you, I will come back.
Yeah. Okay. He's being brought back in the Vietnam-era drama Finding Jack, thanks to CGI technology that uses actual footage of the actor. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the film is based on the abandonment of more than 10,000 military dogs at the end of the Vietnam War. Dean will apparently play a character called Rogan, considered a secondary lead role. Although Finding Jack will be live action, the publication says that Dean's performance will be produced via a full-body CGI actor using actual footage and photographs of James Dean.
That sounds very complicated to manage to make happen, too.
Yeah. But now they can get James Dean in a movie without having to pay him.
That's true. Oh, gee. I'll bet, though, they're having to pay family or something or other.
It's 60-some-odd years after his death, he's now in a brand new movie.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, admit it, no matter how many times you book a place on Airbnb, if you do that sort of thing, you still have that brief moment of uncertainty when you open the door to begin your stay when you're hoping the place is really as nice as it looked online. Well, Airbnb boss Brian Chesky wants to eliminate that uncertainty by announcing that the platform would step up verification efforts across its 7 million listings to make sure guests aren't ripped off by false or misleading property descriptions. Not sure how they're going to do that, but they're stepping up those efforts to make sure. And I guess perhaps one way is if you get a couple of complaints or something, then they're probably going to drop you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's better to have not 7 million, but 6.5 million good places than a few that are just going to try to rip you off.
Well, our buddy Fausto was over here the other day talking about some stuff that he's selling on eBay and how he's got to protect his reputation. And I made it sort of a joke. He's like, it's all about the eBay reputation. And he got very defensive. He goes, it absolutely is about the eBay reputation.
I know. because he complains about having to refund people. And I said, then don't do it. He said, no, then I've ruined my reputation. I don't know how they do it if he's got 5 stars or whatever. I don't sell stuff on eBay, but I'm not sure. But he's very concerned about that. And if you're a serious eBay seller, I guess you have to be. Because you want people to know that others have had good experiences with you. And if you're selling something, that it's going to be what it's advertised to be. And maybe that's where Airbnb is kind of looking.
Maybe.
It's very possible.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket shot into orbit this week to launch 60 Starlink Internet Relay satellites. It was the second batch in a planned constellation of thousands intended to provide broadband service around the world.
One day they're going to block out the sun, I think.
Probably.
Thousands of satellites up there for Internet access. Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute, we used to have a sun.
Yeah. In keeping with SpaceX's drive to lower costs by reflying its rocket hardware, the Falcon 9's first stage was making a record fourth flight after 2 missions in 2018 and another one earlier this year.
And that's pretty amazing when you think that in the past it's been one flight, that's it, Yeah. Done.
In another first, the nose cone protecting the Starlink satellites and their deployer during the climb out of the lower atmosphere was making its second flight after an April launch atop a Falcon Heavy rocket.
And a boat that had a gigantic net and caught the nose cone. Yeah. Pretty cool.
The flight plan called for the 60 solar-powered satellites. They're calling them mini-satellites, even though they weigh 573 pounds each.
Oh, jeez. Hand me that satellite.
Yeah. The plan called for them to be released into a 174-mile-high orbit. After tests and checkout, the satellites will be boosted into their operational positions using onboard ion thrusters.
Neat. I mean, I find it fascinating. And did they say how high up into space they're going to be?
174 miles.
Oh, you did say that.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Well, but that's cool. I mean, regular communication satellites are 22,500 miles into space, like these HughesNet satellites for internet and you know, Dish and DirecTV and so forth. They're way up there. So these are going to be considerably closer to Earth.
Well, they have to be closer because their purpose is to basically shoot high-speed internet down to the ground.
Yep. 174 miles up, though. I hope that's not going to be a problem for anything else.
Well, it's higher than planes fly.
Well, of course. do you think? Yeah, but the occasional balloon probably can go up that high. You know, helium might interfere with my internet.
Oh, boy.
Right.
China has implemented an online video game curfew for minors, a move meant to prevent addiction to games and to improve health among children and teens.
Good luck with that.
According to government rules issued this week, game companies cannot let players younger than the age of 18 play on their online game networks between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m.
And they're going to prove this how?
I don't know. Well, this is China. They know everything about their citizens.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Concerns of video games absorbing too much time for some Chinese players is not new. In 2015, a man died in Shanghai in an internet cafe after playing World of Warcraft for 19 consecutive hours.
I remember that. That was dumb.
Yeah. Well, playing any game for 19 hours is kind of dumb.
I mean, we've talked a lot about get a life, for crying out loud. But straight through, and I get some of these LAN parties and whatnot can be humongous in terms of length of time and tiring, but there's also a lot of payoff on some of them, too. Some people making millions of dollars playing games. That's great if you can get it. But for the rest of the world, not too many people can make money playing games. Although there are people like your son that loves to just watch people playing games, videos of people playing games.
Meanwhile, those people are making tons of money just by recording themselves playing games, talking their way through it.
I know. But hopefully not for 19 hours straight.
Yeah.
And apparently now not younger kids in China between what hours?
Between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m.
No. Well, first of all, they should be in bed anyway.
Exactly.
If they're young enough to be in school. Ay, ay, ay. Steve in Tyler, Texas, listens on KTBB. Welcome into tomorrow.
I'm looking into getting a home security system. I do not have Wi-Fi, and I'm wondering what my options are, other than getting some type of satellite dish or something along that line.
Well, Steve, you really don't need Wi-Fi for a home security system, but you will need some kind of internet connection if streaming it to your phone or anything else outside your home is desirable, is what you're looking for. Now, if all you're concerned about are cameras that you can look at or record from within your home, that's very easy. You can still buy regular wired cameras and plug them into a central DVR and just watch them from a screen at home.
Now, if you would like to use wireless cameras, you can get a Wi-Fi access point, even if you don't have internet access at home, and spare yourself the task of wiring your home for the cameras. Wi-Fi can create a local network. It doesn't need to speak to the outside world. Just keep in mind that you will need it if you want to watch your cameras from outside your home. Now, for internet access, if you're in a rural area, your options might be limited, and you may be looking at satellite. Just keep in mind that whatever you choose, you want to have no data caps, or at least high data caps, because streaming video is data intensive, and you don't want to end up with overages or using up all your data on just your cameras.
Yeah. Now, Steve, you mentioned that you don't have Wi-Fi at home, but I'm assuming that you still at least have internet of some sort, just wired internet. So if you have wired internet, you can spend just a few bucks and get a Wi-Fi router. Maybe that'll help. Let us know what works out for you. IntoTomorrow.com.
Hey, paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history, IFA history.
The compact cassette, invented by Philips, started its very successful career as the most popular and very practical recording medium in 1963 at the big German radio exhibition in Berlin, today known as IFA. This tiny cassette made pre-recorded music portable for the first time and later allowed people to record their own music and listen to it outside their home. 16 years later, in 1979, the Sony Walkman was introduced at IFA in Berlin and created a new world of portable music based on the compact cassette.
Oh, yes.
Oh, settle down.
Yes.
Settle down.
That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And while you're at it, be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Let's meet there.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Continue bringing you further into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Our 24 years on the air covering consumer tech exclusively. We're welcoming a guest who shows leaders how to change lives and gain amazing loyalty and support. Kind of like that idea right off the bat, making people feel how important they are rather than trying to make them feel how important we are. Professional keynote speaker on tech addiction with Ultra Memory Systems is Bob Cattell. Bob, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Tell me a little bit about Ultra Memory Systems, and then let's get into some of the things that you do.
Oh, well, when I was going to college, I had a tough time memorizing, and I learned some memory techniques, and my GPA went from 3.0 to 3.8, and I thought, how come everyone doesn't know how to do this? So I taught 3,000 kids at my university for free, and I graduated and thought, I wonder if people pay for this. And since then, I've been all over the United States.
Wow, awesome. And can you give us a little hint as to what that is for those listening saying, okay, you got my attention, now what?
Well, it starts with visual memory. So I would take my audience, I'd say, okay, everybody close your eyes. Now visually get into your dream car, the car you've always wanted to own. And I want you to start down the freeway in your dream car. Now, dream big. If you're in a Ford Escort or a minivan, get out and get to something else.
Yes.
So I had them all open their eyes, and I said, with that visual cue, what we're going to do is show you that your visual memory is better than just repeating something over and over. So I'll say, everybody pretend to tie a bonnet to your head, and I want you to picture it. And then I go, now tie the bonnet on a giraffe's head. So I'll take them through 20 items, even kids in schools. Then I have them all repeat it back to me, and they're all blown away going, I can't believe I just remembered that.
Whoa. awesome. So it is a visual thing that is not only getting their attention, but helping people to succeed visually that way. I think that's pretty awesome. Love it. Now, let's talk about tech addiction, because, of course, we cover tech and have been doing it for a lot of years. When did you first become aware of the term, even, tech addiction?
Well, I was up at Utah State speaking at that university on less stress-taking tests and how to quit worrying. And the guy who was in charge said, "Pal, you could be in a different school every single day talking on this." I go, "Why?" "Bob, the biggest crisis at all our universities and schools right now is panic, depression, it's mental health." I go, "Really?" So I called a number of universities that I've been to, and they all confirmed that their counseling services are totally overbooked. Then I went to a few schools, and the next school I spoke at was a middle school. I said, "Hey, are you guys dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression?" They said, "It's ridiculous." And I said, "Well, where is it coming from?" And they all pointed at the smartphone. I went, "Really?" So I started looking into it. I talked to an admiral in the Navy. He said they actually changed basic training to help these kids get unaddicted from their technology. And it just started learning more and more since then.
Wow. And, of course, we hear from our own audience on a regular basis, too, how it's so difficult to get away from the tech in some cases. And while we promote technology, it's what we do, we also promote taking a break from it. You know, whether it's the kids, get them outside, get them off the phone, don't just hand it to them at dinner because it shuts them up, you know, whatever the case. But it all seems to come around, especially us adults as well, to that tech addiction. We can't have it more than arm's length away, or we start feeling very odd and antsy.
Well, it is a great tool. You can't deny that.
Sure.
But is the tool ruling you, or are you ruling the tool? That's where it all starts.
And I like that line. Yeah. Ruling the tool, especially in this case electronics, not the tool ruling you. Not so easy to do for most of us, though.
No, it's not. In fact, another thing that I came across, I have a really good friend who wanted me to get this message out there more. And I said, "Why?" He said, "My wife has a new boyfriend. It's called the smartphone." I heard a father say he woke up when his little girl walked up and says, "Daddy, do you love your smartphone more than me?"
Oh, that hits you right in the heart. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, she really had to ask that question. That's obviously very wrong.
I asked 400 sixth graders at an assembly once, "How many of you have parents that seem to be ignoring you because they keep looking at their phones?" Almost all the kids' hands go up.
Oh.
So I had one of them walk onto stage with me. I said, "Pretend I'm your dad, and I want you to get my attention." And I'm holding my smartphone, and he starts talking to me, and I just keep brushing him off. I go, "Well, just a few minutes. Just hold on." I said, "How do you feel?" He goes, "I feel horrible. In fact, some of the kids said I feel mad." I said, "Okay, take two. Do it again. Walk up on stage." He walks up on stage, asks me a question. I go, "Wait a second." I take the phone. I put it in a drawer. I close it. I get down at his eye level. I look him in the eye, and I said, "Hey, what's going on today?" I said, "Now, how do you feel?" He goes, "I feel really good." I said, "You know why? Because the most important person on the planet is the one who's right in front of you."
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And especially if it's your son or daughter, and you make that kind of an effort, not just one time, but all the time, they are going to have such a better connection with you as their parent that I'm hoping everyone listening is going to say, "Oh, my gosh, why am I not doing that?" And, yeah, of course, we all get busy. And maybe you're not playing a game, or you're not watching a video, or just surfing the web. Maybe you're dealing with an important business email or something. It can wait. Your child is asking you a question. Now, granted, I'm sure you know, too, Bob, that kids can be really irritating sometimes and, you know, constantly nagging or constantly bugging you. And can I have this? Can I do that? Can I go there? You know, what have you? You got to find that happy medium, though, and don't let electronics get in the way.
Well, I had an interesting thing happen with me back in 2011. I went through the massive panic attacks, debilitating for months. And it got to a place where I went, "Geez, I know why people end their lives. It's not to end their life, it's to end the pain." And in that process, I found out that the world works from the inside out. So I used to, like, blame my kids for being irritated, and then I realized, oh, the irritation's in me. If I can heal what's inside of me, they can't irritate me anymore. So I started leaning into anything that bugged me instead of a Band-Aid like here's an electronic for you to look at.
That's another very important point. How do you know if you're addicted? I'm thinking people are listening now and saying, "Yeah, but I'm denying it. I'm not addicted. I mean, I use it, yeah, but I can put it down." How do you know?
Well, there's some questions you could ask yourself or ask, you know, looking at your children. Do children engage in arguments with parents over cell phone use? Are you interrupted? Whatever you're doing when you get an alert, do you lose track of how much time you're spending on that phone? Do you feel distressed when your cell phone is off or out of reach or getting to be a low battery? Do you feel unable to reduce your cell phone use? And this one, when I'm not using my smartphone, I fear missing out with what's going on, and that makes me unhappy.
Wow.
Those are some basic questions you can ask yourself, and you could be addicted if that's who you are.
Yeah, if you answer yes to any of those, you better take another good look at things. And I know we can all tend to panic. It's like, oh my gosh, battery is running low. What if? What if? And all of the things that you talked about are the kinds of things that we all deal with now. So how does one break those addictions? I mean, sure, it's easy to say put the phone in the drawer, but then reality sets in, and whether it's business or otherwise, we still need our tech devices.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting to know what is an addiction. An addiction is a repeated involvement with a substance or activity, despite the substantial harm it causes, because the involvement was or may continue to be pleasurable. So here's how you could start getting unaddicted if you can wake up, because the first thing is you got to admit that you're addicted.
Yeah.
Blue light filter glasses are really, really important. The blue light coming off of your screens there in your studio are shrinking your frontal lobe. So we have a degeneration of ADHD with our kids and with people, because that's what an ADHD brain looks like. So then these kids are in school taking Adderall to try to focus. But in fact, I know a company that they don't allow anyone to look at their screens anymore unless they have blue light filter glasses on or they put a blue light filter screen to protect them.
And, of course, a lot of smartphones now fortunately come with the blue light filter, and absolutely you should be using it if you're not already.
That's not good enough. You want to put the glasses on. It's like even grayscale has a lot of blue light in it.
True.
So when you jump in your car, put the phone in the trunk. Kick it out of your bedroom. Don't use it as an alarm clock. Get it away from you. Turn off your notifications. Do you know that every time you get a notification, you get hit a cortisol, which is a stress hormone? If you go 3 days with no electronics, you will feel better because your inside is not all wound up.
Wow.
Another thing you could do is turn off your email alerts. And here's a good one. Set a goal to go 15 minutes. And when you look at your smartphone, because you're in business, you got to check it. I'm going to spend 1 minute on it to see if there's anything important, and then I'm putting it away. Then go to 30 minutes, then 45 minutes, and then go to an hour. And eventually you'll go, hey, I'm not addicted to this thing anymore. And finally, this is the most important thing, and you already mentioned it. A psychologist from the University of Utah said, this is the answer to all addictions. Get your kids out of the house, have them playing with each other, talking to each other, looking each other in the eye, because it releases oxytocin, and it's stronger than the dopamine of addiction.
Yep. The kind of things that we did growing up as kids, because we didn't have the smartphones. We didn't have these other things to be addicted to, electronic-wise. And some of us, I hope, like to think, turned out okay. So it can be done.
Well, I was just thinking, some parents aren't doing anything about it because they're addicted to, and addiction hampers judgment. They go, well, my kids like the smartphone. Well, yeah, they would like heroin, too.
Wow. And that's scary enough to get some attention, and I hope we are doing that with a lot of our listeners right now. You, too, can enlighten up, learn about stress less to success through, and, of course, memory, mindfulness, and the power of human connection. Visit expertbob.com. Great website, easy to remember, easy to get to, just like it sounds, expertbob.com. Bob Cattell, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. You've certainly opened our eyes and enlightened us about several things that perhaps we just didn't stop to think about in many cases. Let's see if we can't get you back again soon.
Thanks, Dave. One person at a time.
Yes, indeed. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. Do you need up to $10,000 in your bank account today? Introducing Bitty Advance, the nation's leader in micro-advance funding for small businesses. As a direct funder, we supply the funds without the rigid bank rules. If you've been in business for 2 months or more, generate at least $4,000 a month in revenue, and have a business checking account, you're all set. And don't worry, credit is not a factor, because the number one rule in business is to stay in business. Do you need inventory, a new marketing plan, Are you behind in some business bills? If you're a business owner that wants to grow and can use $2,000 to $10,000 today, call Biddy Advance now. And in just one quick free 2-minute call, you could get funded today for $2,000 to $10,000. Call now.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Did you know 15% of iPhone users, at least, are using their iPhone with a broken screen?
Well, it's because it costs $1 million to fix it.
It does. It's not so expensive if you don't have that piece of fruit on it. But anyway, a lot of people I know are using their phones and Android as well with broken screens. It's a shame. Just be careful. Get a good case and then maybe not have any further cracks. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom, the only continuous glucose monitor FDA permitted for kids ages 2 years and up. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
James in Nashville, Tennessee, listens online because WTN doesn't carry the broadcast anymore. I know we're sad as well. Hey, James, welcome Into Tomorrow.
With the advent of the newer VR headsets with the Oculus and HTC Vive and some of the other ones that are AK, do you think now's a good time to buy one of these headsets, or should I wait for the next generation?
Well, James, that's a very good question, I think. And no one here is a big gamer, so maybe gaming fans know better or would disagree, and in which case we want to hear from other listeners, helping listeners. However, it looks to us, at least, like you really have to want to like the current VR games. Lots of people are very impressed and get into them when they first play them. The question is, are they still interested in playing them, say, 48 hours later? Our guess is that the novelty wears off pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, all games end up having to be relatively static. I mean, your range of motion is limited for obvious reasons, and it's kind of awkward to use your body to look behind you but press a little button to run. So you mostly stand in one place when you play these VR games. Now, that makes for decent puzzle games, but it can be very awkward for other things. That problem has actually led Oculus to stress live concerts and streaming videos as one of the main uses for one of their standalone VR sets. Now, we'd wait for future generations before buying any hardware, but if you're really tempted by them now, at least you're already not a first-gen adopter and can get a reasonably functional product.
Yeah, there you go. Do let us know what you end up with and why. And, of course, stay tuned because, again, listeners helping listeners, some of our most favorite calls. I know we can get some more input for you, James. And folks, tell us what you think. I mean, have you enjoyed VR headsets and gaming like that? And do you still? Or is it like, yeah, been there, done that. Really, I'm over it. Move on to something else. Let us know what you think. Gabriel in Anchorage, Alaska, listens on 700 AM KBYR, Alaska Talks here. Hey, Gabe.
I used to use a program called Ping Zapper to avoid slow internet bandwidth that I had, but they charge a per month fee. And I would like to find a way to do it manually if I can. I would like to merge multiple network adapters. Is there a way to do this or a free option?
Well, Gabriel, Ping Zapper is a VPN, virtual private network, aimed at lowering ping time for gamers. So we assume you're a gamer. If you aren't, we'd be very surprised if you could really tell the difference when it's on. Unfortunately, since Ping Zapper and their competitors like WT Fast rely on actual physical gear and optimized gear at that, so you won't be able to manually emulate that, and you won't be able to get the service for free since it's not free for the people providing it.
Yeah, these are fairly specialized services, though. Most people who play Fortnite don't worry about how fast the response from the server is. You may find out that it doesn't make all that much difference in your gaming results if you stop paying for it.
Yeah. So hopefully that's something you don't have to worry about. But let us know if we can provide further input if we did not answer your question appropriately. And again, stay tuned. Other listeners might have some additional input, and we'd love to hear from them. 800-899-INTO, or even better, use the message to studio option on the new Into Tomorrow app.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
In the film Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, every single one of the clone troopers was produced using CGI effects. Sorry to have ruined that for you, because you're thinking, wow, what a cast. Look at them all. Oh, they're all fake. CGI. Gotta love it. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Carola in Westmoreland, Tennessee, listens to our free podcast. Welcome into tomorrow.
I want to know if there's anything I can get to boost my internet. My router is at one end of the house, but when you're in the other end of the house, and it's only about 1,500 square feet, the signal is just sketchy. You may or may not get signal or keep it or something like that. And I was wondering if there's something I could get to boost that. And also, my daughter, her cell phone will pick up pretty good in the living room, but the rest of the house, that's kind of sketchy. I was wondering if there's anything to boost that.
Well, Carola, the easiest way to improve your Wi-Fi around the house would be a multi-point system of some kind. Now, you can try a standalone repeater, but they're not always easy to set up, and sometimes they force you to connect to different networks depending on where you are. But if you can spend a little more money, a mesh or pseudo-mesh system like Eero, E-E-R-O, Google Wi-Fi, or Netgear's Orbi, O-R-B-I, will give you much better and more seamless experiences. Those systems use multiple access points, but they're better at talking to each other. And as far as your devices are concerned, there's just one network, and you don't have to worry about jumping to the better access point and see your signal deteriorate until you do.
Yeah, I use a Netgear Orbi system in my house, and it has taken care of all of my signal issues there with Wi-Fi.
No more sketchy areas.
No more sketchy areas.
Good.
Now, as for your daughter's phone, you can buy a cellular repeater compatible with the network she uses. WeBoost sells quite a few at varying price points from less than $100 to several hundred. But there are two things to keep in mind here. One, you need to install it somewhere with a signal so it can pick up something that it can boost. That part should be doable since she has signal in part of the house. And also, if your Wi-Fi signal gets lost inside your house, the repeated cellular signal may too. So if your daughter's carrier supports it, Wi-Fi calling through your soon-to-be-improved Wi-Fi might be the way to go for her.
There you go. That'll solve both problems. Let us know what works for you. And let's meet at intotomorrow.com. Thank you.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.